Log Talk Radio. Personal Hearts Radio. This is your host, Aaliyah Walker. I hope you are enjoying your Friday. It is April 7th, 2023 on a Friday, and it is 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I hope, again, you're having a great day and you're having a great start to your Friday. I am doing a back-to-back show. I usually schedule my shows every other week, but this week I'm doing Unforgiveness Part 1 and 2, so you will not miss out on what God has given me to say to you. So, as I stated in my last show about the danger of unforgiveness and why it is so important to forgive, even if you don't feel like it, because unforgiveness is a sin. And if we think about what Jesus did for us, we would be more than willing, if we had to trade places and we had to endure what Jesus went through, we would not want to go through what he went through. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus wasn't going based on his feelings. He wasn't going based on the fistful of beard hair that the Roman soldiers held in their hands, or his hair, or the amount of mockery, ridicule, and that he was crucified naked. If any of that happened to us, we'd be crying, Lord, send down fire. Lord, crucify him. Lord, send an axe. Lord, send your angels and chop their head off. No. Jesus didn't say that. He said, forgive them. Because you know what? He was focused on the goal. He was focused on the destiny of the goal. So the reason why unforgiveness is so deadly, it takes our focus. First of all, the Bible says, if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. So that's the premise. The Father God is saying, if you don't forgive what men did to you, your father, your mother, a lot of hurts are familiar hurts. People holding on to old wounds from their parents. A lot of it stems from divorce. And unfortunately, abuse, verbal, physical, sexual abuse, unfortunately. And people carry that. They live with it. And a lot of people die with it. I'm never going to forgive that person. He doesn't deserve my forgiveness. Why should I forgive him while that other person is sinning or doing whatever they need to do? Because it's like having a baby. A woman becomes impregnated and they're saying, I don't want this baby out. You know, this baby isn't mine. It's inside of you. That baby's inside of you. You're carrying that baby. You're carrying. Now, a woman doesn't carry a baby for 24 years. But the cells of that woman is inside that baby for eternity. A woman's cells, when she is pregnant, her cells, her DNA are part of that child forever. You can't, there's no way you can separate that. So when people die with unforgiveness, I'm never going to forgive that person. It dies with them. It goes with them. And they are forever reminded that all they had to do was say, Father, I don't know how to forgive. I don't know how to set this person free. I don't know how to let this go. That's all you have to do. You need to forgive them in your own strength because you don't know how. He's asking you to do what his word says. And this is why it is so important to read your Bible. It is so important because if you don't know how to read your Bible, you're not going to know these truths. You're not going to know how to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You're not going to know how to use that. And so the Bible says, I'm going to look this up right now. The word of God, I used to have it memorized. Please forgive me. The word of God. And that's going to be in Hebrews 4:12. And I love this because it says the word of God. It's not just some Bible that people keep on their mantle and they look at it once in a while and they flip through it. This is something that reads you. It heals you. The Holy Spirit, if you allow this beautiful, precious, best friend that we have, that Jesus has given us, the Comforter, if you allow him to teach you what the Word of God means, it will heal you, it will comfort you, it will wake you, it will guide you, it will lead you, it will convict you, and it will teach you. It will teach you how to divide the Word of God, rightly dividing the Word of truth. For the Word of God is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of thoughts and an intent of the heart. Now, that's going to be my next episode, which is going to be not this coming Friday, but the next Friday, and it's going to be titled How to Read Your Bible. That's my next episode. So I'm leading into that, and that's given to me, as I stated before. I study for these episodes throughout the week, and the Holy Spirit is the one that gives me what I should say. I don't come up with these titles on my own, and I don't want to. I am only here to tell you what thus saith the Lord. I believe and I know that the Holy Spirit who lives in me, he will illuminate, he will manifest, and he does all 9 gifts of the Spirit as he will, not as I will, as he will. He will manifest, he will manifest. And that is what I believe and I know. So that was the word of knowledge for someone who has been living with unforgiveness for 24 years. The Holy Spirit works. For whatever gift he decides to work, that's what he will work. So that was for someone who's been holding on for that unforgiveness for 24 years. That, any unforgiveness, people say, oh, I'm not doing this sin, I'm not doing that sin. It's not just the person who's in a lesbian or homosexual relationship that's going to hell and that will send you to hell, unfortunately. I'm sorry that I have to be the one to tell you this, but I will tell you that your house is burning if you are in a same-sex relationship, because God the Father says that it's wrong. Man that lies with man or woman that lies with woman, it's an abomination. And it is written in the Bible in Revelation 21:8 that all liars, unclean persons, all abominable, all adulterers, all whoremongers will have their parts in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone. Now, some people may say, oh, you know, you're preaching this and this, preaching that, and it's getting me down, and I don't want to hear that, I don't want to listen to that. A person that warned you, hey, you know, you're at the store, and you might say, hey, your house is on fire. Or if they didn't say anything, and you call, come to your neighbor, you come home and your house is burned down, you come to your neighbors and say, how come you didn't tell me that my house was on fire? Well, I'm warning you that your house is on fire. And I'm warning you that we have to get our house in order in the name of Jesus. And part of that is getting our house in order is working out what is one of the most prevalent sins in the body of Christ, and that is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness keeps people out of heaven more than anyone can believe, because it's, some people find it so easy to do because they think they're hurting the other person, and you're not hurting the other person. You're hurting yourself. And we don't want to do that. So when we ask God to forgive us and to teach us how to forgive others, Father, I need help to forgive this person. And it may be hard because a lot of people sometimes, they're forgiving a family member. They're forgiving a parent. They're forgiving someone who was close to them. They're forgiving a best friend. They're forgiving a sibling. They're forgiving somebody who was in their church. So this could be detrimental, and it could be hurtful. How could I? You don't know what they did to me. Jesus knows. Jesus knows what happened. And I'm asking you, I implore you to let those things go, to let that go. Because that unforgiveness will not only eat away with you as a cancer, but it will also keep you out of heaven. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to allow unforgiveness to keep us out of heaven. And the way that you do that is, if someone has done you wrong, you ask God. Some people will never say that they're sorry. They will never say, "Oh, I'm sorry that I hurt you." You will never get a sorry. You will never get closure from people sometimes. And you know what? It's not your fault. That's just the way some people are. They don't feel that they need to. They don't feel that you deserve it. But you know what? You forgive them anyway. You show the love of God and forgive them. And like I said, if you don't know how to do that, you get on your knees and you cry out to God and say, "Father, I want to forgive." And a lot of people you've had a lot of hurt. You've had a lot of things done to you that you feel like, that person, I don't know where to start. I don't know how to forgive. I don't know where to start to forgive this person. But you start right. This is your starting point. As I stated in my previous episode, this is scientific evidence that more than 80% of diseases, physical diseases, 80% are caused by people who hold unforgiveness, seething with unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is an umbrella for a host of sins. Because you know how unforgiveness starts? It starts with a seed. You get angry at somebody. That's why the Bible says what? Be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So God is saying, don't go to bed angry. Don't let the sun go down on going to bed angry. And I know it's hard, but you have the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus said, "Hey, I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I am going to bring you, I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit." So it starts with anger. If you allow that anger to go unresolved, that anger is going to turn into bitterness. It can turn into envy. And as we know, bitterness and envy are both sins. And people say, what is bitterness? So bitterness is actually resentment. It is anger. So bitterness is a form of anger, and it's disappointment at being treated unfairly. So now you're angry at someone. So let's start with anger. I like to break down definitions because it helps people to understand what things mean. So when someone is angry, it's a strong feeling. You're annoyed. The person annoys me. You're hostile. Oh, just annoy me. It's like a flea. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, when you have a flea, you know, a flea is a little tiny thing. Some people can barely see it. But when you see one, especially people who have animals, you know, it's black. You can see it on your skin. You can feel it when they bite. Oh, you just fling that thing off and, you know, spray a little something and it's gone. That's anger. Anger is like, oh, this flea is annoying. Oh, my gosh, get this flea off me. You're annoying. It's annoying. That's anger. So you're provoked. Someone provoked you. You have an outside stimuli. You know, you can take that anger and go, I forgive this person. Just get away from this, the flea. But now, if you don't do that, you allow that flea to keep digging and digging and digging and bite you, and you don't treat your skin, and you allow bitterness, which is anger amplified, which is a step up from anger, is bitterness. You allow bitterness to plant its seed in you along with that anger. See, that anger has grown into bitterness now. And you're resentful. Now you're feeling resentful. And now that you allowed bitterness to seep into your soul, that bitterness can turn into envy. And envy, the Bible says in Proverbs, it says, who can stand before envy? And I'm going to get that scripture for you. It's in Proverbs 27:4. And the Bible says, wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Even the Bible knows how dangerous that is. And when a person is envious, they're discontented. See, now you're going from anger to bitterness to envy. You see how all that graduates? It goes from step up, step two, step three. And that is exactly what the devil wants you to do. He doesn't want you to repent. He doesn't want you to stop it and to nip it in the bud. No, he wants it to escalate. He wants it to escalate so much where you feel like it's out of control, where you feel like it's too big, where you can't get a hold of this thing. And so envy is a feeling you're discontented and you're resentful, and you have been long time aroused. You have this envy that's been building up in you for a long, long time. And then once envy has sown its seed, then you have jealousy that can creep in. And then this is something that is horrible. Hatred. And the Bible says that when you hate someone, you actually want to kill them. That is how powerful unresolved anger could be. So all this, but you're saying, Aaliyah, if I hate someone, that doesn't mean I don't forgive them. What does it mean? If you hate someone because of something that they did to you, that's unforgiveness. That means, and I'm going to tell you what unforgiveness is. When someone is unforgiving, unforgiveness is a sin that causes bitterness in our life that I just explained. But what unforgiveness does to a person, the negative effects is you create an emotional storm of distress. You feel stress, anxiety, depression, insecurity, fear, all these things begin to happen to you, and you begin to harden your heart. And the true definition of unforgiveness is It's a state of emotional, like I said, distress, mental distress that results from a delayed response in forgiving an offender. So you see how unforgiveness started? That started when there was a delay. That all the way back with that anger. Unforgiveness is a state of emotional and mental distress. So now you're under stress, you're fearful, you're going through all these things. And the result of the unforgiveness, because there was a delayed response in forgiving the person that hurt you. And as I stated, unforgiveness has an umbrella for various other sins. Unforgiveness is characterized by indignation, as I said, bitterness, and you demand punishment or restitution. You see, when Jesus was on the cross, he could have easily called down a host of angels to help him because he was wrong, and rightfully so, and they would have came. But Jesus said, so he will not allow bitterness and resentfulness and hatred to creep in his heart. He said, Father, forgive them. And he didn't feel like it. But he knew he had a goal to attain, and he had to keep track. He had to stay on course because humanity was on the line. Can you imagine if Jesus did call down, and he would have been right? For what he did, nothing wrong. Jesus lived a perfect, pure life. He did everything for us. He died for us. He did everything for us. Jesus is the one that deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the honor. We are servants to him. We are ambassadors for Christ. We set the example. We're not to be praised or lauded or uplifted. We're ambassadors. We represent him. We're supposed to praise him. We're supposed to give that honor to him because we represent Christ. We represent what he did for us, and we have to tell others so that others can also be saved and go to heaven. Now, getting back to unforgiveness, you have that delayed anger when someone sat in your seat at church. When someone says something and offended you, you allow that to bubble. You allow that to seed. Now, many of you have a lot of deep-rooted anger that stems from a very painful past. Nothing is impossible to him that believeth God. And I'm going to say a prayer at the end of this episode, and I'm going to pray that God will remove that hardness from your heart, and that God will heal your body and your mind, and you'll be brand new. So now we have unforgiveness. We found the root cause of unforgiveness, which is anger. And then when that anger isn't dealt with, it goes into bitterness, jealousy, envy, strife, hatred, all these things. Scripture in the Bible about hatred, because I know a lot of people said that. Where does it say if you hate somebody, you're a murderer? I've heard someone say that to me. Or someone brought that up to me. And it's in 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. That's all the way, 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 way in the New Testament, close to the book of Revelation, right before Jude. 1 John 3:15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, plain and simple. So you see how, and then it goes on to say, thank Holy Spirit, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So there you have it. You have unforgiveness, which is the root cause of anger. You have unforgiveness is the root cause of anger unresolved. You have that anger that goes into bitterness, the anger turns into being resentful, goes into bitterness and you're envious and you're hatred. And now the Bible says, hey, you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And we know that the Bible says no murderer hath eternal life. So you see how unforgiveness, and you know, you think it's inside of you. You think, oh, it's inside of me. No one will know. But it manifests. Do you know how it manifests? You're sharp with your children. You're sharp with your spouse. You're sharp with your husband. You bleed. You know, someone might say something, and then you jump all over them because you're bleeding. You're wounded. You have an open wound. And then someone says something totally unrelated. They didn't expect you to that kind of response. And you just jump all over them. You're bleeding all over them. So you think anger is inside, but it comes out. What's inside of you, the Bible says, will come out. What's in a man's heart will manifest. And you know what's in his heart by what he speaks, which is in his mouth. And the Bible asks us to guard our heart with all diligence. For out of the heart the mouth speaketh. So there's only a few more minutes left in this episode, and I'm going to pray. And I want you to research also and allow the Holy Spirit to do spiritual surgery as you allow the Word of God to teach you about how unforgiveness is, as I said, hatred. And hatred, and anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that if you're a murderer, you do not have eternal life. I want you to do spiritual inventory over your life. And, you know, the person that you may have unforgiveness toward, and thank God that you're still alive, you can still forgive that person. They may be in the grave. You may say, oh, this person is dead. How will they know? You do it for you. When you stand before God, he's not going to ask you, he's not going to bring that person up that did you wrong. You are going to be standing alone with him, and the books will be opened, and you will be judged. And you don't want to go to hell because of something that someone did to you 40 years ago. It's not worth it. It's not worth spending your time away from the Father for eternity. I tell you, I implore you, hell is not worth it. I don't care what no one did to you. I don't care what anyone did to you. You would rather be a beggar on the street, homeless, than to spend eternity in hell. It's that serious. It's that important. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this time of reflection. I thank you for the word that the spiritual surgery on us. And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you baptize the people that are hearing, baptize their mind, their body, their heart, their lungs, every part of them, their sinews, every part with the blood of Jesus. I ask you, Father, that as I'm praying and as they're hearing this, that you bring up the person or persons to whom they have unforgiveness toward. And I ask you, Father, that you soften your heart, that you take out the heart of stone, and that you replace it with the heart of flesh, and that you, I ask you, Father, that you give them the strength and the fortitude to forgive the person whatever they've done to them, and also forgive if they've done something to someone else, they haven't forgiven them for what they did to a family member, or the person didn't even do it to them, but they've done it to a family member, or did it to someone else. Whatever form of unforgiveness is in the person that's listening to this episode right now, I ask you, Father, to give them the strength to wipe it away, clear out of their heart, their system, their mind, clear out of their body, and rejuvenate their mind and their body right now. And Father, as time goes on, continue to bring up and let them help others. And continue to bring up any other person that they may have unforgiveness toward, or they may have unresolved bitterness or anger, and remove it right away. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. That's the end of my show. Have a beautiful day. God bless you, and you have a great weekend. I love you.